Joan Armatrading has been in the music business for some 35 years. The singer, songwriter, guitarist has numerous awards and award nominations. She's played for Nelson Mandela, been honored by Britain's Queen Elizabeth, has fans all over the world, and has released 18 critically acclaimed recordings. But Armatrading says that her new release, Into the Blues, is the CD she was always destined to make.
My baby likes this music good and loud, with words coming straight from the heart. Man, woman, or child can tell this story, just as long as it's a soulful star.
Joan Armatrading joins us from London. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why is this disc the one you were destined to make?
I'm not sure if I was destined to make it, but if people know my music, they'll know I'm an eclectic writer. So I write a bit of blues, jazz, rock, pop, reggae, or all kinds of different styles. And for me, it's quite difficult for me to stick to one thing. And I wanted to be able to, at some point, do one thing. And the blues seemed to be the one that I wanted to do. And I'd kind of been building up to it. When I was on the last tour, there's a song on this CD called Play the Blues. That was the song that I started to think about. Didn't write it on tour, but I started to think about that song and how I would go about it and how I would go about the whole writing process for the blues.
Play the Blues has some rather provocative lyrics. Baby, when you sing the blues, I'd take off all my clothes for you.
Well, that just proves how adept this person is at playing and singing the blues. They're a miracle worker when they do that.
Yellow, like the sun. Grab a voice like a beaten band. But baby, when you sing the blues, I take all my clothes off for you. Baby, when you sing the blues, I take all my clothes off for you.
What do you love about playing blues guitar?
It's the whole expression. It you have to go about it in a certain way to allow you to know that this is the blues. I think you can get away with some other forms of music by kind of improvising in a way that it doesn't matter what it is. The blues, you have to be quite definite with the expression of it, the tone of it, the space that you leave in between phrases, all of those things. There's quite a lot of things that has to inform you that it's the blues. So sometimes I think people might look at the blues and think it's a really simple thing and you can just knock it out. And it might be simple, but it's not easy.
Hmm. How do you define the blues musically?
Somebody said to me that the blues is meant to be about misery and suffering. I wasn't sure that I completely agreed with that. I think the blues might be something that helps people to express if there's certain difficulties that they've been through, but it doesn't necessarily mean that at the point of writing it that they're still in that state. I don't think it necessarily has to be about being miserable. It doesn't always... there's a song on my CD called My Baby's Gone, but it doesn't always have to be about My Baby's Gone. It can be about My Baby's Come Back. So the narrative does have to be a certain way, and there's a repetition that you seem to need in the blues to bring the point across.
Talk about repetition, the tune deep down. You say it something like 98 times, you say the phrase deep down.
I know. Well, it's so funny. That was said to me by this chap who was telling me about his girlfriend. And he said a phrase that I thought was really, really good and very kind of sufficient to describe his feeling for her. But at the same time, I thought very strange. He said, deep down, I really love her. And I thought, well, that's fantastic. But what does deep down I really love her mean? Because it implies there's some kind of a question mark as well. But it seemed a really strong thing to say.
Down, deep down, deep down, deep down, deep down, deep down, deep down.
down. I love you, baby, way down. Way down, I know I love you, baby, way down. Way, way, way down, way down.
How does secular songs fit into this mix?
Well, secular songs is, I think it's still bluesy. It's kind of gospely bluesy thing. I wrote that because I went to a church in Oxford. I was invited by a friend to come and listen to the music that I've that I've named on there, which was Schubert songs and French songs and things. And we're in the church, which has this particular architecture. And so you're looking at that, and then you're looking at the people, and you're listening to the songs that bear no relationship to any kind of spiritual thing. And it made me think of when I was in the West Indies, and when we were there, we visited a church that was all about spirituality. It was all about worship. It was all about listening to the preacher. It was all about dressing up to be in church. It was a whole different atmosphere. And when I was comparing those two, while I was sitting in the church in England, I don't know, the song was forming in my head then, just thinking of the differences.
They're singing secular songs in the churches, and there's not a word of God. It's all Schubert and Beethoven, oh, and lots of French love songs. So let's go down on Sunday morning to hear that Jacob sermon read. Everybody dressed in the finest apparel, baby, listening to the preacher eulogize.
About Something's Got to Blow, the last cut.
Something's Got to Blow. It's a song. It doesn't have to be taken literally for the reason that I wrote it. I wrote it because of going on the underground, but it actually expresses any kind of frustration that you're feeling. I wrote it because I was on the London Underground, the Northern Line, and the Northern Line is particularly notorious, I think, for being sometimes very slow or very delayed. And then that particular day, it was very slow and very delayed. And we were all crowded on this platform. And everybody was getting really seriously frustrated because it was a long time and it was very hot as well. And finally the train came and I got onto the train and took out my pencil and my bit of paper, and I wrote the lyrics that you hear on the song. I wrote them on the tube. Because I suppose I was that into it myself. I just had to get it out.
Pushing and shoving, sizzling noises coming out of there. Hold on to the strap, hold on to a stranger. Hold that stranger's day, not been too hard. Aggression builds up and the going is slow. And you pack like sardines. Something's got to blow.
You know, it's been said you have to live the blues in order to play the blues. Have you lived them, and do you believe that statement?
How do I answer that? I don't know. Whatever anybody thinks of this album, I personally think it's really good. And I don't think I would have been able to write this album when I was 23, 24, 25, and feel the way that I feel about this album at 56. So I suppose it's to do with all the things that I've been through from when I started first at 22 to now. It's all the different experiences that I've had, the different people I've met, the different highs and lows that I've gone through. It's everything that's got it to this stage, I think. So I don't know whether you have to be, as I said before, I don't know that you have to be completely miserable necessarily. I don't think you must have lived a very poor life to be able to write the blues.
Joan Armatrading, her new CD is called Into the Blues. It's released on 429 Records, and she joined us from London. Thanks a lot. Good luck with this.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
To hear more music from Joan Armatrading and other artists, visit npr.org/music.